The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Davamim Beis, teaches us the halacha of Amar Yehuda Marav, Haboy Dik Tzarech Shivatel, that after Bedikas Chametz is conducted, Bittel Chametz has to be conducted. And actually, we've already learned about Bittel Chametz on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara introduced the concept of Bittel Chametz. But there's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim of what and how does Bittel work. If we look at Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskil Midoraisa B'Bittel Ba'al Masagi, we learn from Tosfos that Bittel is based on the concept of Hefker. And Tosfos explains that just like the Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Beis taught us Shulchoya Teroya, that the lav of Lo Yirah Lecha Chametz, or Yirah B'Yimotzah, is on the Chametz that belongs to you. Aval HaTeroya Shel Acherim Shel Gevaya, Chametz that belongs to Goyim, Chametz that belongs to Hegdish, there is no Isser about Yirah B'Yimotzah. So too, says Tosfos, if you were mafkid a Chametz, it's not yours anymore. And since it's not yours anymore, you're not over for Bal Yirah or Bal Yimotzah. That's Tosfos' approach. And Tosfos continues that even though we know that the Gemara in many places teaches us that in order to do an effective Hefker, it has to be done in front of three individuals. And here we know that when we mevatel chametz, we only do it without having other people there. Says Tosfos that since midoraisa hefker is effective even by done privately, so when it comes to bittel chametz, Chazal said that you don't need to have three people and it will be an effective hefker. And they quote other places we have a din that regarding Shvisas Kalim on Shabbos, that one may not have his Kalim work on Shabbos, but if you mafkir them, then you don't have a problem with Shvisas Kalim. That there too, the halacha is, even if you were mafkir not in front of three people, it's effective hefker. Tosfos says in Masechet Shabbos a different svara. Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos says a svara that wherever we assume that you want to be mafker because the halacha forces you to be mafker, then we don't have to have the hefker be done in front of three people. And as I saw, the Karban Nisanal explains why indeed did Chazal say that when we're mafker, we have to be mafker in front of three people? So the Karban Nisanal says, because that shows that you're serious and that you mean what you're doing when you're mafker what you're mafker. Says the Karban Nisanal, here, because of the Isra, Bayirah, Bayimotzeh, we know that when you're being mafker the chametz, you're serious about what you are doing, and therefore it's an effective hefker. And Davni Nezer, actually in a tshuva, in Simen Shin Yod Zayin, Ois Aleph, actually says that all of the svaris that we've just said complement each other to understand why the hefker of chametz doesn't need three people. And he explains the way to understand is as follows. Midaraisa, you never need three people for a hefker to be effective. It's only midrabonin. So we'll ask a question. So by chametz also midrabonin, we ought to have three people to be mafker. For that, we answer that here the rabbonin don't require that you have three people, even though they do normally require it, because since you don't want to be over this or chametz, that's why you don't have a hefker even in front of one individual is enough. The Ramban has a number of questions on Tosfos Pshat. Number one, he asks that if the halacha is that bittul chametz is because of hefker, then when we are mevatel chametz, we ought to use the wording of hefker. Yet, and we'll discuss this more in our coming shiurim, we don't find, when we look in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Lamed Vav, that anywhere is there a requirement to use the word hefker when we are mafke chametz. Furthermore, the Gemara and Av Zayin Amun Aleph teaches us that we can be mafker chametz on Shabbos as long as it's before Pesach. And we know that the halacha is that you're not allowed to make or conduct a hefker on Shabbos. If bittul chametz works because of hefker, how can we mevatel chametz on Shabbos? So the Rishonim answer that when do these requirements of hefker apply? When I'm being mafker something with the intent that someone else be zoicha in what I was being mafker. And that's why hefker is prohibited on Shabbos, because it's a form of mekach u'memkar. I am mafker, and somebody else will acquire what I was mafker. By chametz, obviously, the point of the hefker is not that I should be mafker and somebody else should acquire what I am being mafker. And therefore, by chametz, the halacha is that even though, so it's a new form of hefker. Since it's a new form of hefker, therefore it may be done on Shabbos. And the way we show that it's a new form of hefker is by specifically not using the word hefker, but rather by using the word bittul. And maybe that could also be an answer to the first question that we discussed in our share today. If it's hefker, why doesn't it have to be done in front of three individuals? It could well be that only hefker that's done with the intent of someone acquiring what I was mafker has to be done in front of three individuals. But if I'm being mafker with not the intent of someone else being kaina, you don't have to have it be done in front of three individuals. Furthermore, we're going to discuss in our shiurim that there's a question, we'll see raya's one way and the other, if bittul chametz has to be verbalized, one could just be mekayim bittul chametz by having in mind that I want to be mevatel the chametz. And the question again comes up, hefker, we know, has to be verbalized. So if Tosfos says that bittul chametz is a form of hefker, how could we do it without verbalizing? And we're going to see the Gemara and Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, Havatel Tzorach Shivatel Beliboy. So again, the answer is, when the hefker is the type of hefker where I want somebody else to take ownership, that's when it has to be verbalized. But if it's a hefker, like the hefker of chametz was just my intention that I should give up rights to that chametz, it need not be verbalized. The Ran has a different approach to understand hefker. He says, as the Gemara, indeed here, on Dav Vav Amabeis teaches us, Shei Dvarim Einoi B'Reshusoi Shalada, there are two things that really, halachically, don't belong to me. V'kosav Osav B'Reshusoi. Chametz B'Pesach U'bar B'Reshus Rabin. So he says, since chametz is not something that I technically, legally own, the Torah only gave me ownership in order that I should be over by Yirah or by Yiratza. So the need for me to be mafker, the need for me to relinquish my ownership is a much weaker need, because my level of ownership in the first place is a weaker level of ownership. And therefore, this new concept of bittel, it is enough. It's a form of gilui das. Ask the Rishonim, if that's the case, then really I don't own the chametz. The whole purpose of bittel is just to avoid the problem of shnei dvarim einam b'rishusay shel adam, the cost of osam b'rishusay, and one is chametz b'pesach. So why is the halacha, as the Gemara here on Dav Vav Amabeis teaches us, that you can't do bittel chametz achashay shos, that you can't do bittel chametz on Erev Pesach after the zman of beer chametz, after the zman of burning the chametz comes? If it's just a gilui das, so what, and it's not just that I'm being mafker. In other words, if we understand bittel means hefker, so obviously in order for me to be able to be mafker something, I have to own it. And after Shei Shos, I no longer own it. But if we're saying that it's not a concept of hefker, I really don't own it, so why can't I do it after Sheish Shos if it's only Gili Das? Says Rebbe Chanan that this din, that Shnei Dvarim Einem Rishusay Shel Adam Vosan Akos V'Kilu Rishusay, at what point, at what time does that halacha kick in? Says Rebbe Chanan, it kicks in on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So yes, there's a chiddush that bittel, gilui das, is adequate. But the gilui das is only possible before the halacha of einam b'rishusay shel adam v'kos of osam b'rishusay kicks in. Once that halacha kicks in, it's too late to make the gilui das. The stipler says the following. He says just the opposite. He says, what do we want that the bittel should accomplish? The bittel should accomplish, and maybe the stipler is just looking at what Rebbe Chanan says with a different perspective. He says, what is the bittel accomplishing? He says, the bittel is a form of tashbisu. Says the stipler, you only could do tashbisu, as we've been learning, that you could only do hefker, on chametz that you own. Once it's after chatzos, and technically, halachically, you do not own this chametz, you can no longer do bittel. Because you can't do bittel, just like you can't do hefker on chametz that you don't own. The Ramban takes this concept a step further. Not, he says, does bittel accomplish hefker. He says, but bittel accomplishes is that it's like Afra Ba'alma. It's not yours anymore. He compares it to a concept that we had in Masechta Erevin. He says that if we had in Masechta Erevin, that if somebody lives in a home and he has to participate in the Erev in order for everybody to be able to carry in the common areas of that apartment house we always spoke about, and he didn't, so you can mevatel rishus. What does mevatel rishus mean? Mevatel rishus accomplishes that I'm not really part of this home. Bittel chametz is very simple. It's very similar. It also makes it like by me this chametz has no value. If that's the case, ask the Ritva and other rishonim. Then again, the Gemara that we just quoted here in Dav Vav Amud Beis that teaches us the bittel chametz cannot be done la'acher zman isuroi, the question is why? Why can't it be done la'acher zman isuroi if I'm just treating it like afra ba'alma? Says the Avni Nezer that only an owner has the ability to take it and make it be considered ka'afra ba'alma. But since la halacha, as we've been saying, after chatzos on Ara Pesach, halachically, the owner is no longer the owner of that chametz, so therefore he doesn't have the ability to make into afra ba'alma. And he says we have precedent for this. He says regarding Hilchas Kabbalah's Tumah, we find that it's the machshava of the owner that plays a role in a keli being able to be makabel tumah or not. But it's strictly the owner who has that ability, not someone else. Rabbi Chanan has a different approach. His approach is that bittel chametz makes her oichel into offer. But at the top, but if it's not an oichel, then it can't be made into offer. Because you can't make offer into offer. After this mandir, the halacha looks like the chametz, like it's offer. So the bittel, which was saying what the bittel accomplishes, is that you want to make it into offer, it's ready offer anyway. It's just there's a technical problem that a kosav osam b'shusoy. But the bittel that you want to make it into offer can no longer be helpful because it's already offer anyway. And actually, there are rayas that both Rashi and the Rambam follow this approach. If we look at Rashi on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, we've quoted this Rashi in previous shiurim. Rashi Divrei Maskil Chayvus Hadar, the fourth wide line, says Ha'amal Kamon. Here we speak about the Soicher and the Masker, the Sagalei B'Bitl Ba'Alma. And Rashi continues to say, what is Bitl Imam Imasich Datmanei U'Mashle Ka'afra? So Rashi is pretty clear who say, again, that what does the bittel accomplish? That it makes it into offer. And if we look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, U'mahi Hashbosu Zuha Mur B'Torah, Hu Shivatloi B'Liboi, V'yachshav Oysoi K'Offer, V'yosim B'Lib, so again, the Rambam emphasizes, V'yachshav Oysoi K'Offer, V'yosim B'Liboi, Shein Bereshusai Chametz Klal, V'shekal Chametz Shebereshusai Reyu K'Offer, Kudovish Shein B'Tzara Klal. The Rambam twice says, actually maybe you could even say three times, is saying that what is the concept of bittel, that you're turning the chametz in your eyes, that it should be considered like it's just afra ba'alma. And actually, this discussion of how bittel chametz works has many halachic ramifications. One of the questions that the Rishonim ask on this Gemara is because Rashi in our Gemara here on Daf Vav Amud Beis, Rashi says Haboidek Sarv Shivata Beliboy Samach LeBedikoy Miyad. He should make Bittel Chametz Beliboy Voimer Kochamira the Ikav Beis Oden Levatol. And the Achroinim, the Tzlach, and other Achroinim immediately ask a question. Rashi seems to be contradicting himself within the very same Rashi. First Rashi says, Beliboy, and then he says, V'oimer. First Rashi says, you have to just think the bittel, and then Rashi says, you have to say the bittel. So, I did see that there are a chroinim that suggests the Rashi certainly agrees that bittel is satisfactory belief. Just what Rashi says, V'oimer, is l'chatchila. Another approach that I saw in the Chroinim is that Rashi agrees that you have to verbalize the bittel. But even though normally you have to, whenever there's halacha that you have to do a dibur, the dibur has to be in a way that it can be heard. Otherwise, if the Dibur can't be heard, it isn't much of a Dibur. Here Rashi's saying that the only reason you have to verbalize it is just to show that you're serious. So now, if Rashi were to learn that it's because of Hefker, like Tosfos, so certainly you would have to verbalize your bittul. Hefker is only a Hefker, as we discussed, if you verbalize it. Rashi wants to show us, Rashi Lishitasoi, that bittul is not really Hefker. And therefore Rashi says, right away, the first words Rashi says here in the Gemara is that in order to be able to fulfill bittul, it's enough to libay. You don't have to verbalize it. But how do I know that the bittul is something that you're serious about? The way I say it is by Omer. Say it somehow, whether we learn the Rashi means you should say it lechatchila, whether we learn the Rashi means say it, even though you don't say it very loud, it's good enough. And actually, there's a raya that to this approach, because the Gemara of Dav Zayin Amud Bet Aleph says, Hayoshev Beis HaMedrash, so the Ramban right away, we know that the Ramban, as we said earlier in our shir, doesn't agree with Tosfos' approach that bittul has anything to do with Hefker, says this is a raya, because the Gemara very clearly says, if bittul chametz would work because of Hefker, how could the Gemara say, mevatloi beliboy? I did see that there are Rishonim, Tosfos is going to have to learn this way, saying that Mevatla Beliboy doesn't mean to exclude that you have to verbalize the Bittul Chametz. Of course you have to verbalize the Bittul Chametz. Otherwise it's not a Bittul Chametz, because it can't be Hefker if you don't verbalize it. But what the Gemara is actually adding another element. And the element that the Gemara is adding is, what would be if you verbalize it, but you don't know what you're saying? It wasn't something that you understand. And we'll speak about this more in our next year. Says the Gemara, Avada Omer. Avada, you have to say it. But Omer, without beliboy, without understanding and meaning what you say, is also not enough. And therefore, what the Gemara means to say is, Mevatla beliboy, in addition, of course, to first and most importantly, verbalizing it, because as Tosfos would learn, otherwise it's not considered an act of Hefker.